Attack addiction and some state officials say they want to use $2 million of additional revenue to start a recovery high school. The school would offer counseling to Delaware students struggling with opioid addiction as they pursue a high school diploma. Emily Policaro is an 18-year-old resident at the Lyman House Sober Living Facility in Wilmington. She says she had to travel out of state to attend a similar recovery school.
The staff there, they knew how to make the kids feel at home and understood, which is something that public schools just aren't equipped to do. You know, they have the code of conduct, and that's what they have to follow. There's no really code of conduct for how to deal with somebody that has an addictive personality.
Education officials say if the state funding comes through, the school will open this August with only 15 to 20 students to start. Attack Addiction wants another $4 million in state money to put towards creating more treatment facilities and a tax on opioids sold in the first state to help make more funds available to fight the opioid crisis. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.